It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patches of fog that might be dense, 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday, with a cool front coming down, highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back, late day scattered showers, highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to He Said, She Said, right here on the airwaves. It's WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. And a big welcome to our mobile device listeners on the TuneIn and Simple Radio apps. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Owens.
And boy, we haven't done the show in a while, Mimi.
We're live. It's not Memorex.
Yeah, it's good to be back on the air with everyone. And I want to encourage folks to give us a call at 504-556-9696. You can also email us at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com. Hey, Mimi, a lot to get into here this afternoon. So much is going on. My gosh.
I know. And all of it's crazy.
Maybe we can start with what is going on south of the border, then work our way up. Of course, there is a massive migrant push going on from Mexico. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, they're not to Mexico yet. They're in Guatemala, and the troops are doing a great job of at least trying to control it.
In Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. And then Mexico has beefed up the southern border with their troops. So they're going to try. Which I find so interesting because Trump got that done. Trump got those countries to stop those caravans.
Yeah.
And that, if that continues and to the new administration, well, they may not get their wish of having all the illegals that they want in the world come flooding into our borders.
Well, I mean, I think what they want is to turn Texas blue and turn all the southern states blue with a massive influx of immigrants.
Yeah, but they fail to realize that these people come from socialist countries. They are poverty-stricken countries.
Right.
These people are not coming here so that they can live where they fled. So they're so naive if they think they're all going to be Democrats.
Well, they just look at the history. 75% vote Democrat. I mean, that's been the history because of the benefits, because of all the government largesse that they give. But we'll see. I mean, maybe that can change in the future. I don't know. I'm glad Guatemala and Mexico is trying to do something. So we'll see.
But what happened to COVID?
Yeah, well,
how can we let all these people in from foreign countries that we know have not been quarantining and they haven't been doing COVID restrictions and they're not vaccinated from other disease and all of a sudden let them in?
I think, yeah, it's going to be problematic. But here's, and it leads to the next issue, COVID is going to, sounds like it's going to disappear.
Well, that's
it's going to disappear.
Well, and that's what's interesting because Biden's going to have to choose. Is he concerned about the health of Americans and COVID? Or is he more interested in letting immigrants flood this country? So is he more interested in advancing his own political career? And the Democratic stronghold? Or is he actually interested in our health?
He's going to let them all come in because they want the votes. And COVID, as I said, is going to diminish. They're going to have miraculous recoveries. The vaccine is going to be a tremendous success. Cuomo is already saying we need to get back to work. California, other places. We need to open up again.
Lori Lightfoot.
So...
In order to defeat COVID, we have to open bars and restaurants.
Yeah. Where has that been for the past year? 504-556-9696. All right, so Donald Trump has got a few more days. And here is the question. Who is he going to pardon? We don't know. A lot of speculation. Julian Assange, I think that's been... shot down, Lil Wayne, maybe Steve Bannon.
No, I think he's definitely going to pardon Bannon.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's just another one. Listen, the last 4 years, they have tried to go after anyone who helped get Trump elected. All of them. And Bannon's just another one of those. So he'll get him off.
So we'll see the pardons, and then we're still waiting for the release of documents for all of these documents to be declassified. We've been waiting. So
they
we'll
did.
See.
They did do
now,
it.
Now, that was the Senate Judiciary Committee that declassified some documents. There's some more documents supposedly coming from the DOJ.
The Crossfire Hurricane,
should be coming.
The fake dossier, they released all of those.
Yeah, additional documents. That was from Lindsey Graham.
Okay.
So hopefully there'll be more coming from the Department of Justice. We've been promised that for quite a while. 504-556-9696 to join us. And then, of course, creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden. Looking frail, Mimi, in his recent press events, and people are speculating, how long is it going to be before they usher him out?
They're not going to usher him out. Stop saying that.
Okay.
He didn't run three...
Well, I'm looking at a column saying he's on his last leg.
Good for them. But he didn't run three times, okay, and get pushed around... like the redheaded stepchild by Obama, okay. Just so he can then go, no,
so
I'm giving all this
right,
stuff.
All right, so you're saying he's going to last all 4 years?
He's going to want to last all 4 years, and he's not going to let them say, time to go, Joe.
Well, what if the 25th Amendment comes for Joe? Because he's got a cabinet filled with Obama people. His VP certainly would like to be president.
Well, they'll upset a lot of Democrats because a lot of Democrats weren't voting for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
They voted for Biden. And she's too far left for a lot of people.
And then you've got the whole thing about the shadow president. What Rick Grenell said over the weekend was that the shadow president is really going to be Susan Rice. She's going to be the one calling the shots, from the shadows. So Susan Rice was the one that went all over TV and lied about Benghazi and for that got promoted to be a national security advisor, someone who is just a terrible liar. That's what she's known for. And now she's going to be the power behind the throne, according to Rick Grenell.
I don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I know none of it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not one thing about it that's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, he's already saying on his first day, you know, he's going to overturn.
Well, and let's talk about that. We've got the agenda that's already been outlined. Five-piece agenda. One, we're going to go back into the Paris Climate Accord. Two, we're going to go back into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Three, we're going to go back into the Iranian nuclear deal. Four, we're going to get rid of the travel ban that the president had. And five, we're going to shut down the Keystone Pipeline.
Every single one of those things, our involvement is money, 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 mm-hmm. money. And it's not flowing into the United States.
Yeah.
It's flowing out of the United States. The Paris mm-hmm. climate... We paid so much for that. It came out of our pockets.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is it was an unfair deal because China and India get a break for like 20 years and we don't. And we have to foot the bill just like we did for NATO. So I guess it'll be back to Uncle Sucker. All right.
I like that.
Jeff Cruer here. Mimi Owens with us. It's Ringside. Actually, it's not. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. With you weekdays, with you Mondays at 5. And, of course, taking your calls. We want to get right to them when we come back at 504-556-9696. So let's take care of some business. Keep it right here on WGSO. Tell me how you feel, baby.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Coming up tonight on WLAE-TV. At 7, get the medical news you can use on Hello Health. At 8, discover the local artists that make our city unique on Made in New Orleans. And at 9, Live with Passion, hosted by Father Cedric Pesena. It's only on WLAE New Orleans Public Television. Watch us on Cox Channel 14, Charter Channel 11 and 7-Eleven, and AT&T and Satellite Channel 32.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruer here with
Mimi Owens.
And Mimi, we're going to take some calls at 504-556-9696. Let's go to one of our Crescent City contributors, the lovely and talented Miss Janice.
Miss Janice checking in with us.
Hey, Miss Janice.
Hello. Thank you so very much for that introduction. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, ma'am.
And, no, I don't know. I have my doubts if Joe can make it 4 years. I really do. He's not all there in the head section, for one thing. And
no,
so I have no idea which way this is really going to go. Now, I do know that there's a woman in Georgia. Forgot her name, but she's a nice lady. I like her. I really like her. Now, she's going to pull something. She's going to do something. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, yeah, okay. But, number one, it's not going to happen. It's not going to pass. It can't happen. And number two, even if it did, we'd be stuck with Kamala. She's on the 21st.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's going to introduce
articles
of impeachment on day one.
But I don't see that ever happening. I mean, I really don't. Now, let me tell you something. These people are getting crazier and crazier. This is not the Democratic Party of yesteryear. These people are socialist, and they're dangerous. I heard, and this is unbelievable, I sent it to you. I sent something, an email to you, I believe, about it. Harvard University wants to revoke people's diplomas. You've got, as Joe would say, are you kidding me?
Well, they better reimburse them tuition plus interest.
Yeah, well, that would, yeah. Right. I never thought of that. I mean, you're right about that. Give them all their money back.
I mean, you can't take back what they learned.
No.
It's not tangible.
You really can't.
No.
No. I think
it's
this is
terrible. I mean, the left has gone insane, Ms.
Yes,
Janice.
They have.
Gone insane.
And Alexandria Ocasio is talking about her and some other ones. Oh, they're going to re-educate us. Well, I don't need to be re-educated. I'm not stupid. And then I told you the other day about this woman. I had gone to school with this gal in high school, and then she gets all bent out of shape with me because I had sent her a link to the video where Trump was speaking a few days ago at the border. And I heard what he said and everything, and it made sense to me. He was there with the Border Patrol
right.
people who put their
right.
lives on the line each and every day to protect
yes.
this country. And they also wanted the barrier along the border so that they could focus their attention on the areas of the border whereby you would not be able to put a barrier. They want to let all these people into our country. Oh, speaking of the COVID, you were talking about COVID. Well, I
yes.
predict, I'm afraid for this prediction, but I'm scared that it's going to get even worse. They're saying now that there's a new variant of it, and it has reached Louisiana, and it's more easily transmittable. And so it's got me very, very concerned. It truly does.
Have you gotten the vaccine, Ms. Janice?
My husband was going to go get it, the first dose, and then they had to cancel it for him, but they're going to call him when it's, you know, available. They're going to get back to him.
And then how about you? You're going to get it later?
I'll have to get it because right now they're not giving it to people my age.
Okay.
And I'm hearing some people having allergic reactions and stuff to it. But I mean, I guess, you know, what the hell, I'm going to have to just go do it. And, and I can't just sit here. I'll just have to go and pray and go do it. I mean, I had a flu vaccine. I've had a shingles vaccine. I've had vaccines in my life, and I never had any strange reactions or anything.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on that, Ms. Janice, and thank you, as always. Appreciate you kicking us off. That's our good friend, Ms. Janice, 504-556-9696. As she said on WGSO, Mimi, this crazy woman, Hillary Clinton, is once again saying that Donald Trump is colluding with Russia. She said she wondered if Trump spoke to Putin on the day of the Capitol riot. Quote, I would love to see his phone records. How insane is that woman?
It's, you know what? They really need a thermometer because they don't know the temperature of this country. They need to dial it down. Lower the temperature. It's off the charts. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to take it to what's going on in D.C. Do you know that today there's 25,000, so we all know there's 25,000 National Guardsmen there. They deputized 2,000 of them, U.S. Marshals, so that they could have a better, able to do more police-type things. What is going on?
Yeah.
It does not pass the smell test. You're telling me you need all of this lockdown. Our government, think about it. Our government is locked down, and then their partners in social media and the press are now silencing us all.
Yeah.
It just feels like something bigger is going on.
So we saw the video where the guy was going around showing all the military, all the barriers, all the problems that are now in place for the residents there because of quote-unquote security. And he said, you know, why would we need this if you were actually elected?
If you won.
Yeah, if you won. I mean, if you won, why do you need all this security? Is this in place because you actually didn't win? And in my view, of course, he didn't. But they're now censoring that.
Wait.
They're censoring that on social media. They're censoring that.
Let me say it slowly.
On places like Cumulus Radio. You can't say it.
I'm going to say it real slow. Joe, you did not win.
Okay. Well.
You didn't win. Censor me.
But
censor me.
But he did win. But he did win in that he assumed the office. He won in the end. He didn't win fairly and squarely, but he won. You understand? He's there. So we've been reading all these things. People are saying there's going to be some last-minute miracle, some last-minute martial law or something. That's not happening. It's not not happening.
But what do U.S. Marshals do?
Yeah.
I mean, the word marshal's in their name. And so is marshal. I mean, somebody needs to call up here and explain this to me. It's just, it's very weird. I mean, can you feel? It's like I can feel the energy of it. Something's wrong.
Well, we certainly
did. It's not right.
It's an overreaction to what happened on January 6th when you had a million. In fact, I had a caller on this morning who was there. He thinks there was like a million five, a million eight people there.
I'm sure there were. You know, Nancy Pelosi, they get their
biggest crowd ever.
They got, they're just so bent out of shape over what happened at the Capitol, okay? And she refers to it as the temple. It's sacred. Well, that's only if politics is your religion, okay? That is not a temple.
What about churches that have been destroyed? Well, she doesn't seem to care about that.
But let me tell you, you know what is the heartbeat of this country? Mm-hmm. The White House. They attacked every single person, including congressmen and senators and all kind of people coming out of the Trump.
His acceptance speech for the convention.
And that was acceptable?
Of course. Burning down buildings. Kamala Harris paid money to a fund that actually got these people sprung from jail. And, you know, a lot of the Black Lives Matter and Antifa looters and rioters never really had any penalties for what they did. But, after this event, all these people were rounded up quickly.
What is wrong? Why do we all just... What is wrong with trying to do investigations and figure out exactly what happened at the Capitol? It's completely plausible that people
that
wore items in order to distract who they were and what their motives were.
It could have been Antifa. I think it could have been Antifa. It could have been other groups. But that's part of what they
are. It could have been Al Qaeda. I don't know.
That's
wearing
part
a Trump shirt.
They're censoring information about the electoral steal. They're censoring information about the trying to claim that Antifa was there, and they don't want that information out there. Anything that challenges the official narrative, they're censoring. So we're really in a Orwellian situation here.
We're in trouble.
In this country. Hey, let's go to our good friend, Matthew in Metairie. Good evening, my friend. Welcome.
Good evening, and I will continue to try to remoralize the demoralized.
Good.
We have 27 state legislatures, upper chamber and lower chamber, and governor. Montana is going to be passing a raft of gun freedom bills, including one to turn Montana into a Second Amendment sanctuary state.
Ah,
good.
So,
I love it. I love it. We also have to tackle the electoral reform.
So we have at least one state we know we can go to.
Yeah, Montana.
That we can run to if all hell breaks loose. I heard there was a line outside of Pugula's.
Yeah.
I always have a hard time saying that.
Sporting goods.
Buying guns.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's you can't get ammunition. It's an incredible run on all of that. And I think people fear these rights being taken away. Hey, Matthew, thank you, my friend.
Thank you,
Thanks for cheering us up. We'll take more phone calls when we come back. 504-556-9696. Jeff Carrere here. Mimi Owens with us. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. 990 AM at WGSO.com. We'll be right back.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking virtually during the annual Blessed Community Service at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden says the United States is still in need of the message King delivered in his final sermon.
Let's remember that the final call of Dr. King, which was, let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. That's our charge.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes the nation is still on track to have the majority of Americans vaccinated for COVID-19 by the summer. Azar saying despite the slow rollout, 50 million doses have been made available and 14 million Americans have gotten their first shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Hey, we're back. Jeff Carrier here. Mimi Owens with us. He said, she said, Mimi, let's roll through as many calls as we can. We want to give Matthew a quick chance to finish up his comments quickly. Matthew, you can finish up your comments quickly. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. The one thing about the electoral fraud, the reason they were able to get away with as much as they did was because of our reaction to the woo flu, the shutdown, the lockdown, to keep everybody 6 feet away. Like, how the heck can you judge a ballot from 6 feet away? You can't.
Right.
The the information, the first bit of censorship that came out was about the COVID-19. Remember, they were censoring doctors. They were censoring people saying, we have an alternative treatment.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point. So if they're going to make Biden the hero and make COVID go away, then we're going to have to get back to normal elections where we're not sending millions of mail-in ballots out to people. So that'll help reduce some of the electoral fraud, because I know these mail-in ballots created all kinds of fraud. Wouldn't you say, Mimi?
Oh, absolutely. And everything that happened, the Secretary of State's that changed the rules, all of that, you know, it's just outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so outrageous that you just can't even wrap your brain around it. Like, I think I'm going to be mentally impaired for the next 4 years trying to make sense of how people can do this.
Right.
I mean,
and get away with it. Yeah. All right. Back to the phone calls. Let's go up to Bastrop, Louisiana, and welcome Amanda. Hey, Amanda. How are you? Good evening.
Hi, I'm doing great. Nice to finally speak to you guys.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Good to hear from you. So what's happening?
Well, I think you already know I ran for Secretary of State of Louisiana.
Oh, is this my friend Amanda?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I was censored by Facebook and Google. I didn't really want to be Secretary of State. I was trying to point out what was about to happen. And I told them I was the messenger pigeon, and I was trying to relay things that I had learned during my investigations. I was there in New Orleans during the monument removals, and yeah. When the two girls took over Bernie Sanders' rally in Seattle, Washington, during the last election, I started following those two girls. One of them came to New Orleans for the monument removals. They ran around with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. They were Illuminati. They were paid by the DNC to take over Bernie Sanders' rally. These agitators, as I call them, the violent ones that come in and create the chaos with the megaphones and the fires that they're setting, they just set another one behind
their crisis actors.
It looked like. Yeah, yeah. It's staged political media. And that is illegal. That is the definition of, if you use stage political media to create civil unrest, that is the definition of terrorism. And the DNC is directly connected to it. DeRay McKeeson, the one that attacked the police officer down
right.
in Baton Rouge. We had a Black Caucus judge that said BLM could not be sued because they were a social movement. When there was evidence to the contrary that they are organized, they are funded by foreigners, it was taken over. The DNC, Illuminati, foreign funding, nonprofits, Southern Poverty Law Center, the Clintons, they're all in that. And
you know, it's interesting, Amanda, they call that a social movement, BLM, and then they call Antifa an idea. So
well,
nobody ever...
The same. Alexander Soros, he split them up. They pushed the white kids to the back of the BLM line, and they made them Antifa. Alexander Soros did that in Berkeley, California, at the university. He got his PhD in history there. That's why you see specific dates for all of these flagged events, okay? And he pushed them to the back for a purpose. They want them to be comprised of influential parents. They want these kids to be the privileged kids, and most of them are when they come from the colleges. And they can fight the justice system because they feel like their kids are going to get in trouble for doing the violence.
Yeah.
And then their parents are going to come to their rescue. You see the no bail that they started
right.
doing in New Orleans and everything else. And now they're killing people as soon as they get released. They released a bunch from Shreveport, and we had a woman from Bastrop end up dead in a trunk because of those early releases. And it's
so,
a big issue.
What do you think's going to happen going forward, Amanda, with these movements now that you've got sleepy, creepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden as president?
Oh, I'm hoping they arrest him and then we don't even have him as president. I mean, that's really what I believe the turning them into U.S. Marshals is for. I'm going to hold out on that belief because I believe there's still justice in America, and they did steal that election. There is documented evidence of it. Now they're pushing this pedophilia as normal. I've seen a picture on the front of the Inquirer in my local Walmart that it enraged me. It floored me. And if they're putting propaganda like this, it shows a picture of him basically putting his finger in a child. It's right there staring you in the face at Walmart.
That's in the National Enquirer front page?
Wow.
Yeah, National Enquirer. I took a picture
horrific.
Of it. I posted it on my page. But,
oh, did you?
I mean, they're putting the propaganda out there to anger people. And in New Orleans, they did that. They're setting people up. The majority of the people that went in the Capitol for the photo ops that they're charging with just trespassing and getting them fired from their jobs, they didn't know they couldn't go in there. The police were standing back to the side. And
well, I saw a video, Amanda, of some police officers moving the barricades aside so people could go in.
Yes, and then they're standing to the side, which it was because of the mass amount, but you had real agitators that were busting windows.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Police.
And they need to be charged.
They agitated it and set it up to occur like it did, and we had a bunch of sheep just falling in on it. They didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's important to say that on the day of the inauguration, I think people should probably stay home.
Yeah,
I don't suggest going to any of these events. You know,
right.
My friend Jay from Patriot Prayer is dead. My friend Andrew Duncombe that came to New Orleans with me and stood at the Jefferson Davis Monument when Mitch paid all those agitators to come out there and attack us. He got stabbed. Okay.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, I interviewed him. He's out and. Amanda, we're going to have to roll, but keep in touch with us. And, of course, we want to get more information from you as, of course, these things develop. But I had the pleasure of interviewing him.
You
set
did.
That up for me.
I did. Amy.
And he was out in Portland, and you know what? He decided to stay out there.
That's amazing.
He said they needed a conservative presence out there. African-American young man, a lot of courage. He was stabbed by Antifa and decided, hey, I'm not leaving. I'm staying.
Can't get rid of him.
504-556-9696. Let's keep it rolling. Thank you, Amanda. Jim is with us in Gretna. Hey, Jim, what's happening? Good evening.
Hey, Jim.
Good evening, Jeff and Mimi. A couple of things. Number one, what happened January 6th? Democrats don't care about it. They don't have any feelings about it. They are absolutely following the same plan that Hitler and his Nazi movement did in 1937. Look up. Fire at Reichstag, and what they did was they set the fire themselves, and they used it to persecute Germans who were not Nazis. That's exactly what they're doing here. Number two, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I think the deputizing of the National Guard, the 200, is actually the liberals and the Democrats going through and talking to all the National Guard people. The ones who are not willing to shoot American citizens or to shoot at full-time American military, they left them out. The National Guard members who are wacko enough to fire on Americans, they deputize them. So I'm going to be watching Washington, D.C. tomorrow and Wednesday, all day, each day, to see what happens. Number three, the biggest and best thing you can do right now, protect. Do not give up your firearms because the only thing preventing Antifa and Black Lives Matter from literally rolling through cities and raping and pillaging is the Second Amendment. Do not give up your firearms because that's
right.
We've already filed 4 anti-gun bills in Congress the very first day Congress was in session.
Yeah, good advice, my friend. Good advice. Of course, that's why you have a lot of people rushing out to try to get firearms. And there's a big worry that there'll be a crackdown on it. Mimi, you share that?
Yes. Actually, I posted on my Facebook page one of the best debates I've seen in a long time on gun gun control.
Yeah.
Between Ted Nugent and
Piers Morgan?
Yes. It was the best thing I've seen in a long time. And he was basically like, you're going to have to shoot me.
Yeah.
Because I'll die to keep this gun.
Hey, Jim from Gretna, thank you, my friend. 504-556-9696. Mimi, we only got about 30 seconds. What do you make of the Democrats planning on a trial of Donald Trump after he becomes a private citizen?
It's not going to happen.
You don't see it happening?
I do not think that they will do it. No. Liz Cheney's in hiding right now. That they can see right now. They already have candidates trying to primary the ones.
Yeah, we need to make sure the 10 that voted for impeachment, all of them need to go.
Yeah.
Every single one of them need to go.
I don't think it'll happen, and I think they know that that would, if they did it,
yeah,
we'd all go nuts.
All right, quick time out. More coming your way right here on WGSO.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany?
Here.
Zach?
Yup.
Steven? Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities in Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities in Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Hey, we're back. Jeff Currier here and Mimi Owens. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. You know, Mimi, so much going on with the impeachment, the censorship, the riots, the inaugural, the border being overwhelmed, potentially what could be happening if this group makes it from Guatemala up to our border. Do you think creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Biden will actually tear down the Trump wall?
No. Not at all.
You think he'll have to keep it up?
Well, why would you tear something down when you've got, you could just open the border.
Yeah.
You could just say, as president, these people are all allowed in here. I'm giving them all asylum. Mm-hmm. So why would you have to jump a wall when you could just walk across a bridge?
Peter Schweitzer has come out with more information about Elaine Chao. This is the wife of Mitch McConnell, saying that Mitch and his wife are financially tied to the Chinese government. This is, of course, maybe one of the reasons why Mitch didn't have a very good relationship with Donald Trump.
Well, I think you would have to keep something like that on the down low.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the best you can with the players in the game.
Well, now, of course, the question will be, what is Mitch going to do as far as this impeachment trial? Do you think he's going to oppose it?
Yes. It will tear the first of all, the Republicans will be gone. Everybody in America will switch over. Mm-hmm. We already know people who have changed from either Republican to independent or to none.
Right.
So if they do that, you're going to be able to feel the tilt of everyone. Like, it'll be gone. And we'll still have two parties. But Republicans will be...
Mm-hmm. We'll go the way of the Whig Party.
Yeah.
And then President Trump. Do you see him running for president again in 2024?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I do. I think he is. I think he is. I mean, I think he loves it. I think he wants to be back. And there's a prophecy out there that he serves two terms as president. Didn't have to be consecutive terms, but that he would serve two terms as president. We'll see. 504-556-9696. Let's go to one of our great contributors on the North Shore, Brother Steve, checking in from Madisonville. Hey, Brother Steve, how are you, sir? Good evening.
How you doing, Brother Jeff and Sister Mimi?
How you doing?
Hey, doing great.
I'm doing. I hope your father's getting better. I haven't heard anything since the last time I talked to Jeff. That's good.
Yes,
that's good. We're still praying for him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know, as you look around, I mean, I'm 70 years old. As I look around and I remember the way history was taught and everything else, as I look around and I look at Washington, D.C., and it has all the markings of the coming of a dictatorship into communism is as they put up all these barricades, they deputize federal troops for their own bidding, where the president would not be able to do anything about that because federal troops serve at the president's pleasure. Therefore, when they deputize him to do things as a marshal, is then they can do law enforcement stuff without declaring martial law, and they can start taking people out that might be there that voted for Trump or something else. And yeah, this looks like a dictatorship. I don't know why people aren't looking at it more. Is we got to quit worrying about what's going to happen in 4 years and figure out what's going to happen the rest of this year. Well, there may not be 4 years. There might not be 2 years.
That's a good point.
You know what we need to do?
That's a good point.
We need to quit thinking that the white hats, right, and the cavalry are coming. That's what was wrong with Q. Mm-hmm. Q had everyone complacent. Everybody, they're coming. They're coming to save us. Instead, we have to save ourselves.
You know, we had a friend that would tell us that all the time. She would always
say,
they're coming.
They're
they got it under control.
They're on the way. And as a result, we all waited. We're waiting.
They never came.
Well, do you know why they stormed the Capitol?
Yeah.
Because they didn't come.
Yeah, right.
And
that's
what happens. No one's coming, folks. We have to do this ourselves as Americans.
We're the white hats, us.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. When they say at the end, you had it all along.
Right.
With you. Mm-hmm. We have it, folks. We can do it.
Brother, do you have another comment you want to make?
Well, the only other comment is y'all hit on it. Is there's so much power in 75 million people, but it also has to be. It also has to be all going in the same direction. We can't get any more splintered. And remember the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
You know the thing.
For which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
For all.
One nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We're divided. But look at it another way. One nation, under God, indivisible. He is indivisible.
Right.
He is our God. They cannot take him away from us. They can't divide him away from us. They can't divide us to not look towards God. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. Thank you all.
Well said, my friend. Yep. Well said, Brother Steve.
They sure are trying.
Hey, a few other little tidbits here in our final few minutes, and then we'll squeeze in another call or two. Josh Hawley, one of the great warrior senators for freedom and the Constitution, got banned by his publisher He found a new one, a smaller one, Regnery Publishing, to publish his book. 250 literary agents have signed a pact, Mimi, to vow not to publish Donald Trump's book because he is supposedly, a criminal and a tyrant.
Please. They are salivating for that book.
250 literary agents.
Whatever Trump touches is gold. They will totally do it. Listen, what happened to the fact that you couldn't refuse people, based on their gender? Like, you have to bake a cake for whoever asked for it.
What about ideology?
You have to do all this stuff. Mm. But you can tell people, well, no, I don't like the way you think, so I'm not going to publish your book. I'm not going to sell your things.
It's just another form of censorship, really.
Right. I mean, this is really ruining the LGBT movement because this is, like, totally against what they were trying to say and do. They always step on each other's toes.
And today, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, he said this: I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And I think a lot of the left today would reject that comment because they want everything to be judged by the color of their skin. That's it. Everything is color. All right, let's go to one of our fired up contributors.
And as a person of color, I would know.
As a person of color, that's right. You are. Let's go to Cajun Buccaneer. How are you, my friend?
Good evening. I'm so greatly blessed, but we're going to have to fight to protect our blessings. 666 new Nazi normal forced government compliance protocols, like forced mandatory death mask wearing, socialist communist distancing, and forced mandatory multiple vaccinations, are all violations of everyone's religious, civil, and constitutional rights. Make no mistake about it. This attack on our home and nation was pre-planned and executed live on Hex Television TV. We must not give our nation and our homes in America over to cutthroats, Nazi dictators, and psychopathic politicians, mad doctors, and satanic evil scientists like Dr. Fauci. Surrender is not an option because these servants of Satan plan to vaccinate, assassinate, eliminate, and abort America as we know it. Wake up, America. Be strong and courageous. For the Lord, our God, Jesus Christ, will be with us forever, wherever we go. Amen.
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 All right. And final word. Got about a minute left. Let's give it to, of course, one of our well-known contributors, Professor Joseph. And Madry, you'll have the final word quickly, sir. Go ahead.
This is how highly I think of Phil, the Cajun Buccaneer. I would take a bullet for Phil.
Oh.
If someone tried to kill him, I would step right in front of that gun and take a bullet for him. Mm. That's how highly I think of Phil.
He's a good man. Yeah, so are you, Joseph. So are you, my friend. So are you. Well, on that note, thank you, sir. Mimi, we covered a lot of ground today.
Yes, and there'll be more. I guess we'll have some commentary over what happens Wednesday.
There'll be more.
On Monday.
And encourage all of you guys out there to check me out, and that is in the mornings for Ringside Politics, 7 to 11. Tomorrow, returning back to us, will be Michelle Hurstis, who's a little bit under the weather, so we're glad to have her back tomorrow morning. And Mimi will be with us on Wednesday for Ringside Politics. Then the two of us will be back again for He Said, She Said next Monday. Hey, coming up next right here on WGSO, Something to Say with BJ Rust. So, of course, keep it right here. Check out our new website at WGSO.com and all the brand new stuff going on there, folks. I think you'll be impressed. It looks great. All right, have a good evening. Keep it right here on WGSO.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you: Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter, and that's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge, January 8th, Leo Nocentelli, January 15th, School of Rock, and January 22nd, Glenn David Andrews. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
This is Alex Jones. Listen to me on WGSO 990 AM, the only locally owned independent news talk station in New Orleans.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The D.C. National Guard commanding general says no chances are being taken as they prepare for the presidential inauguration Wednesday. Major General William Walker says about 21,000 guardsmen are on the ground in the nation's capital as of Monday. The threat for violence extends outside of Washington, D.C.
There is a lot more online chatter, if you will, that has...